The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. Now that very day, two of them were going to a village 7 miles from Jerusalem called Emmaus. And they were conversing about all the things that had occurred. And it happened that while they were conversing and debating, Jesus himself drew near and walked with them. But their eyes were prevented from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing as you walk along?" They stopped, looking downcast. One of them, named Cleopas, said to him in reply, "Are you the only visitor to Jerusalem who does not know of the things that have taken place there in these days?" And he replied to them, "What sort of things?" They said to him, "The things that happened to Jesus the Nazarene, who was a prophet mighty in deed and word before God and all the people. How our chief priests and rulers both handed him over to a sentence of death and crucified him. But we were hoping that he would be the one to redeem Israel. And besides all this, it is now the third day since this took place. Some women from our group, however, have astounded us. They were at the tomb early in the morning and did not find his body. They came back and reported that they had indeed seen a vision of angels who announced that he was alive. Then some of those with us went to the tomb and found things just as the women had described, but him they did not see." And he said to them, "Oh, how foolish you are, how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets spoke. Was it not necessary that the Messiah should suffer these things and enter into his glory?" Then, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them what referred to him in all the scriptures. As they approached the village to which they were going, he gave the impression that he was going on farther. But they urged him, saying, "Stay with us, for it is nearly evening and the day is almost over." So he went in to stay with them. And it happened that while he was with them at table, he took bread, said the blessing, broke it, and gave it to them. With that, their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, but he vanished from their sight. Then they said to each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he spoke to us on the way and opened the scriptures to us?" So they set out at once and returned to Jerusalem, where they found gathered together the 11 and those with them who were saying, "The Lord has truly been raised and has appeared to Simon." Then the two recounted what had taken place on the way and how he was made known to them in the breaking of the bread. The Gospel of the Lord. When Aquinas speaks about the various manifestations of Christ's resurrection, he says that there are two things to be revealed. First, that Jesus had in fact been raised from the dead. And secondly, that he was raised in glory. So Jesus does all kinds of things to prove this. He appears again and again and again. He eats fish. He invites his disciples to touch his hands and his side. He speaks with them. And all of these things go to prove that he has risen, and that he is in certain regards the same, and in other regards new and glorious. So what is it about the road to Emmaus that is unique? It's a revelation about union. Following St. Augustine, Aquinas points out that their eyes were held fast until the sacrament of the bread. It wasn't until they witnessed the Eucharist. It wasn't until they saw him do what he did at the Last Supper. It wasn't until then that they recognized him. And that's not all, though. And Aquinas and Augustine go one step further. When they had shared in the unity of his body, in other words, when they received him in Holy Communion, then the hindrance of their eyes was taken away and Christ was recognized. It's when they received Holy Communion that they knew him, that their eyes were opened, that their hearts found the object of their deepest love. But then Christ vanished. It might seem odd that after Christ revealed himself through this breaking of the bread and gave himself to them in Holy Communion, that he would just then disappear. But Aquinas is clear about that too, that Jesus is revealing that he had a glorified body and that it lay in his power to be seen or not to be seen. He does this a lot on Easter Day. In other words, even in his disappearing from them, Christ is manifesting his resurrection. And it's the same thing that he's trying to do for us. Sometimes he makes himself very known to us, and we have a deep experience of the heart, and we know his presence, his love, his mercy, and so forth. But then he seems to disappear, to remove his presence, to leave us by ourselves, even almost to leave us orphans, which is exactly what he says he won't do during the Last Supper. I think this is all about it seeming to be the case, because it is not really the case. And he does all of this to increase our faith. And like Cleopas and the other disciple, to come to believe more deeply, to lead our hearts to burn within us, Christ comes and goes, or so it seems, so that we too can truly believe that he is risen from the dead. And what better is there for this than the breaking of the bread in the Mass and in Eucharistic adoration? What better place is there to come to a deeper union with the Lord than through our reception of him in Holy Communion, when he has the most profound opportunity to transform us from within? This doesn't mean that every time that we receive him in Holy Communion, nor every time we come here to adoration, that we'll have this profound Emmaus moment. But it does mean that just as it lay in the Lord's power to be seen or not to be seen, so too does it lay in his power now, and each of the times when he does make himself known to us in the breaking of the bread. We should savor those moments and let them sink deep into our souls so that the Lord can open our eyes, just like he did the disciples in Emmaus. It's then that our hearts too can be burning within us, and we can find rest in the reality of the Lord's resurrection. Lord Jesus, even in your resurrected glory, you humble yourself under the appearance of bread and wine. And we come to adore you present before us and beg you to help us grow in faith, that you indeed have risen from the dead, and that you indeed are truly present, body, blood, soul, and divinity in this most holy sacrament. So that like the disciples who encountered you on the road to Emmaus, we too might come to know you in the breaking of the bread, and our hearts also might burn within us as you speak your words into the depths of our lives, now and for eternity. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.